On to item 5, update from Siegel on pension administration system. Easy for me to say. Gail, do you have an intro on that?
Yes. So today we have Siegel providing an update on our pension administration system project. As you recall, they began work on this project last fall, and they are continuing to make good progress towards moving us towards a new system. And so today we have Jeff Mills, Chris Fikes, and Sue Ziegler from Siegel.
I had a question, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Scott.
I wasn't sure. I mean, I read through the presentation graphics that were in the packet, and I wasn't clear on whether the underlying final report and recommendations were going to be provided as part of the presentation today. I noticed, I want to say it was item 4 or 5 had a final report item that was the final report and recommendations from Siegel to us. And I may have missed it. I don't recall seeing that. And I was just curious if that was going to be provided or covered today as to what those specific final findings and recommendations were.
Gail?
There's not final findings yet. I mean, they're still working on the project, and we're, you know, at a certain stage in that project. They will be discussing, you know, recommendations, and they will be covering some of those things in their presentation verbally.
Okay.
There isn't, this is only an update item. That isn't, there's nothing actionable on this item as far as they have a recommendation for you to vote on or something. They're providing an update on the project, as well as providing some more information on the data cleansing, and also you know, the RFP process for getting a new vendor.
Right. So what I was reacting to was the two action items are the RFPs, right? Which are going out to the marketplace for specific proposals for a specific scope of work. So whatever's underlying that, I presume, was the work that formed the basis of recommendations from Siegel on the subject matter.
Yes.
So I could, because in the outline that's in the packet, that there's a check mark next to final report, and I'm just indicating, you know, that sounds final to me. So I was just trying to figure out what those specific findings and recommendations were in order to digest them, I guess, for lack of a better term, in terms of looking at going out to an RFP, because the RFP, I didn't have an attachment, right? So I'm just assuming that this is that you're seeking authorization to do an RFP. And I guess it's unclear to me what the basis of that RFP is going to be in terms of what the findings were.
Gotcha. And I'll have Siegel address that.
Okay, great. Anything else, Scott?
Nope.
Or any further?
Good for now.
Okay, great. And Gail, are your opening remarks concluded?
Yes.
Okay, then I'll invite our guests from Siegel to take the floor.
Great. Good morning, everybody. And thank you, Gail, for the transition. I can also help answer some of those questions. First of all, can everybody hear me okay?
I hear you fine. Anyone struggling? Hearing none, I think you're good.
Perfect. And I think they're just giving me technical access to share my screen. So I'm going to do that now. I'm assuming most people have the packet of information in front of them. But also, I'll just go through and have this in front of everybody as well. Great, perfect. Awesome. Yeah. PAS modernization project. As Gail mentioned, we were hired back in the fall. We see the overall scope of the phase one project. To answer some of the questions, which administration this project was for phase one for Siegel to do an assessment, new system, and to assist with the procurement. And then this is the graphical presentation. When we originally proposed this project back in, you know, when we didn't expect it, that the RFP for the new, it's typically would like to be on site. I'm an on site person. I was coming to your offices every week or every other week, you know, working with Gail and Christine and Jasmine and San and Tim, and we're making progress throughout the project. And obviously, since the middle of March, we haven't been on site. It took us some time to regroup, figure out how to do remote work, send documents remotely, review things. So I was probably the primarily part of that delay, but the good news is, Jim.
Milestone, you know, was in other words, granular aspects of each of those were?
I would say cells, but I would say the key document, if I had to, is that we discovered. So summary view. You don't have to read the whole next slide. Then we got into the business requirements of the new system too. What are the requirements and the feature, really the recommendations to submit a cost, resources, and so where are we today? These milestones that are remaining. Last couple of months, we've really been working on the request for proposals, and there's two of them. The first one is the RFP for the pension system that we're going to know, procurement bidders' questions. Once we get proposals in, evaluating them, scoring them, looking at costs, finalist presentations, et cetera. This slide is a graphic. So again, a lot of us are visual. So these are the major components, our management, 75 comprehensive document. Any questions on the graphic? Okay. So the next item is the procurement estimate. We know we anticipate submit pre-bid questions. Be working on this.
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Question had to do with questions that are raised by specific the bidder who raises.
Not get all 10 vendors bidding.
Proposal.
The same questions. And if the responses are as well. And
yep.
I feel like a way of playing games in a certain way, but I still.
Questions and deciding whether or not to answer based on what is in Sarah's best interest is fine with me.
Hey, can we extend the due date from August 28th? He's out on time, so they can both be issued at the same time. There's a response. He went out on June 26th. Again, you'd give the data questionable. The next tab, you're looking to, you may have to pay off for a hardware component, a new imaging system, and migrating the images from your existing legacy imaging system to your new system, data cleansing and conversion. And then the bulk of the activity is on the pension administration system. It's this slide later that talks about C system, meaning turn off scope creep. Working with Siegel to define the requirements and working with we believe we have a legislation that could come up as we're working through this project. And so again, it would have to be to say no more changes or the requirements for the project, or it's, we'll evaluate them as they come up.
Yeah, and Jerry, that we're nailing to address that. This popped out. We need to address, don't want to have that. We want to have. You know, earlier in the process where, okay, these are our requirements and this is what we're doing going forward. Process of implementing many different ad hoc items that approach with the right.
So yes, to me or you, Gail, it could be you.
Gail, I guess I'm tipping my hand here. There has to be someone within the, and Sarah, and who is that person going to be?
Services manager, be this person through a lot of this information with Siegel. And so it's, I don't see it as something that I'm the main person charging through with this project.
No, no.
But there does have to be someone dedicated and committed at Sisera that has a vested interest in this project to make sure that we're staying on track when it comes to the schedule and with our costs and with what's my relation to this project. Yep.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bring
him to a stop. No. So, yes, a single person, then also just, you know, to provide additional commentary is, you know, Siegel recommends project governance. You'll have your standard project manager from the client side, Jasmine, as Gail mentioned. You'll have your oversight project manager from the Siegel side, which would be Sue Ziegler from Siegel. And then you'll have the vendor's project manager, whoever that vendor company happens to be and who that manager is. And then you'll have members on the steering committee. We can have requirements that the vendor has to come to the board periodically and give updates, just like Siegel gives updates. We can make the implementation. So there'll always be project governance and you know, responsibility. But eventually, it does come down to one person saying, is it done? Is it not done? We need to move on. So.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
So the next question would be just, you know, project, you know, what's the time frames we're looking at for this new system? So assuming we select a pension implementation vendor, in the November time, 2 months to implement the new system and replace your time in early of 2024. Once the project's implemented, you would have a continuing 12-month warranty and post-implementation support time period. And then you would continue with ongoing hosting services and support services for the next N number of years to come. For the data cleansing vendor, we'd like to get them in sooner so that they can start their work a little bit earlier than the pension vendor. Assuming that they could start sometime in September, the pension vendor will probably have to. So,
something on time, and I apologize for this, but this is just bringing back all kinds of, you know, then you're running a risk of having, you know, in the swamp. So how do we guard against calendar creep as well?
We have seen some clients and some vendors do projects at record speed, and whatever that record speed is, no one's doing these projects at 12 months, 15 months, 18 months. They're all at a minimum 2 years. It's the quickest we've seen on a lot of factors into play, whether it's quality, functionality, less scope, less features, et cetera. The vendors might be able to tell you they can do this quicker. We have not making sure you've got.
One was because sometimes still a very costly based on the ones that had the best record and experience and on delivering projects and assisting in delivering project.
Any other questions on that topic? What are reasonable costs that have this multivariate calculator with eBay systems, but looking at recent projects, similar requirements to what's the load to a convert your images could be close to system component. Then you see the row after there for Siegel project management services that you've already procured. And then there's ongoing annual recurring costs to provide ongoing support, just like you do today, and ongoing services to host the system. Questions? Unless everybody fell out of their chair.
Anyone have any questions for Chris?
This is Scott. I don't have a question of Chris, but you know, in looking at the packet and seeing these numbers, and you know, it's a fundamental and so on, all how's the current system in. So from a functionality standpoint, this is a big deal. And I'm a 2 to 4 year basis to stay close and a lot of turnover. And so I certainly not enough to want to issue an RFP. I feel like that we're going to be current.
There are project life cycles we're 90% done, which generally we use that twice, not 90%, but you know, we're 75%. I applaud what subject killers. I'd love to be incredibly important to be able to understand what we're buying every step of the way.
The cost is also, or we just like and we get prices.
Any trust?
Chris, I just want that the challenges.
For Siegel. If there's any, thank you so much for the presentation, Chris.
Absolutely.
Great.